Okay, we are live. Welcome to the October 28th, 2025 San Juan Island School District Board of Directors monthly meeting. We do have a quorum. Everybody is here. I call this meeting to order at 5 o'clock. Please stand and join me in the pledge. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business is to approve the agenda. Any questions or change requests? And if there are no objections, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
Second.
Melanie and TJ seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Public comment. Do we have anybody here who wishes to make a public comment? Okay, I guess we don't have any public comment either. Superintendent's report, Fred.
One thing I want to say tonight is that you actually have the approval of that emergency declaration down later, which I highly recommend. But I also want to shout out to the state. It's hard to believe, but you know, we put in for an emergency repair grant. We got it. And then after we got it, which is $130,000, a change order came in. So then I submitted the other $16,500, and I think we're going to get that too. So what we need in, desperately in the elementary, that would be done during Christmas break, looks like it's paid for. So I appreciated their work with us on that grant, and we'll be updating it without hurting our capital budget, because it has to be done. It has to be done. We're operating on one pump that's 30, what would that be? 38 years old? Mm-hmm. 38 years old. So, yeah, it's nice that we've lasted that long. Other than that, I really don't have anything because, you know, principals are doing such a good job. Everything's just running pretty smooth.
Okay. That's it. You're done.
I'm
Thanks,
done.
Fred. Now it's you, Vera. All right.
Well, we got 2 months into the school year, so I guess I'll kind of try and not take too long, but go through what we've been through so far. So it's really out great. We had new student and freshman orientation right before school started. And I got to be part of that this year. Went well. We do a whole panel and, you know, kind of give them a brief spiel of all things high school. And then they're allowed to ask questions. We play a little game with them and give them a tour. That went great. Lots of new kids this year. I think it was a record for the last little bit. We had like 20 something, seven or nine. I don't know. There was a good chunk of them. Anyway, but that went great. And then started the school year off. We're doing a new thing this year, ASB implemented, to kind of help. Not, I'd say we have pretty good school spirit, but it kind of helps foster even more of that into our school. And we're doing that, we call it, it's like a class competition. And so if you're by the lunchroom, there's posters on the walls that have the tally, like the records of them. And so basically ASB picks, we can kind of pick where we want to get the points out, but every grade is competing against each other for points. So basically, like an example, we give out points for the highest percentage of students participate, like of the, like for during homecoming week, we do spirit days. And so each day we went and counted in the high in the class with the highest percentage of like their grade, because every grade is a different number of kids, dressed up, got a purple point, is what we call them. And then there's gold points that are worth 5. And those are, we don't give those out often, but those we've given out one so far, which was to my class for winning the homecoming float. And so things like that, they'll be bigger. And then we also do what the point system is kind of nice because it helps, it gives an incentive to everyone to kind of help support and show up for the school. So for all the fall sports, and we'll do it for winter and spring. We talked to all of them and picked one home game that they were like, we want everyone to come to this game. And it's called our show out game. And so every fall sport has one home game that is like their show out game. And then the grade, everyone's supposed to show up and the grade, the most people there get a point. And so it's a cool way of helping. We'll do the same thing like when the you know, drama's being started with their play this year. Same thing for that, like the highest attendance of kids that show up to that. And it's a nice, it's a fun way because everyone loves a little competition, but also really helps foster, like, it's an easy way to provide an incentive for everyone to participate in the fun stuff and help support each other and stuff like that. So that's something new we're doing this year. That's been a lot of fun. We had the Futures Fair a couple weeks ago. We did that last year, the year before. I don't know how much fun we didn't with that, but that's when we have a bunch of admission reps from colleges across the country and honestly across the world. I think we have one from, I don't know if they actually showed up, but there was one from like Ireland, I think, and London, like, and then we had some Canada. They really have tons of them from across the nation, and they come and you get to pick which ones you want to attend an info session. It's a really cool opportunity for kids. So, I mean, it's some people are lucky enough, but to be able to like go and visit colleges, not many people have the chance to do that in high school. And so it's great that like we dedicated half of the school day for kids to, you know, kind of go see, oh, what is this college like? How does that work? And explore, you know, post secondary education. And they also, we had the military here too. Like we had lots of different places to do that. So that was awesome. We also had club day. That's we do that every year. And that was cool. This year was nice because instead of doing it during lunch like we did last year, it was part of the school day. So everyone, we had like, that was also during the Students' Fair. We like blocked it out. But everyone went into the hall gym and they had all the tables set up with all of our school's clubs, plus some other clubs and organizations from the community. And just, again, just a lot of the time for everyone to kind of explore, see what they wanted to join this year. This year we have a decent amount of clubs. There's Key Club, ASB, Mountaineers Club, that's being revived. We didn't do that last year, but it's basically like a hiking club, and they're revamping that. And they already did. They did a trip. I can't remember where it was too, but they've already been out doing stuff, so they're having fun with that. Yearbook, Latinx, NHS, National Honor Society, Model UN, and Film Club. Those are our clubs this year. And then we had conferences 2 weeks ago, fall conferences. So half days for Wednesday through Friday, and didn't hear any complaints. I mean, everyone, you know, checked in with their teachers, got their stuff done. And then fall sports. So football, we're getting to the end of all of our sports seasons. Football, they are the state champions, so congrats to them as of last Friday. And so they go on to play Mossy Rock, which, and it's, so I think it's technically considered practice. It's like weird, but they play them, and then after that, they'll hopefully move on to an even much harder school after that. But they're in postseason. And then volleyball, we haven't finished up our season yet. We have a game this week and then a game next week against Orcas. And depending on if we can be ahead of Coopville in the rankings, then we'll be able to move on to bye districts, etc. Girls soccer has been doing fine. They're, I don't know where they're ranked right now, but they've had a solid season. Boys soccer has also been doing really well this year, per usual. They're ranked number 5 right now in state, so they're doing good. Cross country, girls cross country, our team this year has been really good, and they're ranked number 7 right now as a team, which is insane because when state for cross country qualifications, you can qualify as an individual, but our team together, like as a team, they all qualify for that, and they have tri-districts this Saturday. So they'll be doing that. So good luck to them. And then boys tennis. I haven't heard a ton. They've had like maybe one or two, I think, home matches, but it's always rough for them because unfortunately there's no teams in our there's no TV schools that do boys tennis this time of year. A lot of them do it in the spring. And so like our state is in the spring, so it's really hard for them to like to find competition. They have to play really hard schools, and so it's harder for them to qualify for things, and it's kind of an unfortunate situation. But I haven't heard, I mean, they have a solid team. I think they're doing good. And yeah, and then the only thing coming up really is like tomorrow we're doing PSAT stuff. So now we're kind of getting into that. And did registration last week for that as well. And now we'll wrap up fall sports, and that's how September and October has been looking.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Don't y'all wish I could talk that fast? So on to the approval of the school improvement plan. Could I have a motion to approve the school improvement plans, please?
I'll make motion.
TJ moved.
I'll second.
Brian seconded. And discussion. I know you all have questions. TJ, I know you have questions. At least
I have a question. I'm trying to find it real quick.
I think everybody did a good job on them this
Yeah.
year, and I was pleased with the newer format and slightly different and hopefully less onerous on you guys.
So I have an open question, but it's based on Andrea's. Where'd she go? Oh, there you go. You moved on me. So it's based on one of the sentences that you had. You made a comment that spring 2025 SBA results show a 23% achievement gap in math and a 4% gap in ELA between white and non-white students. This indicates our instructional systems are currently more effective for some student groups than others. So my question is not directed to you. It's open to the district and Fred. Is that something that is common across the entire district, or is it unique to the high school?
I don't know if I can answer that with intelligence. I do know it's very common in the high school right now. Maybe would say a little bit in Griffin Bay as well. But would you say that, Holly?
Yeah. But first, you can have different for all the sometimes that little gap on significant and so then you monitor and hope that they you don't want them to grow in one grade level in 1 year because that would be the so you look for growth that goes beyond 1 week at the end of the year. So that's what you look for, that's what people recognize for is that
Okay. So it is kind of a district problem, but it's being looked at. My concern was this was the only place I saw that in the SIP plans. I might have missed it. And I was concerned that it was just showing up in the high school.
No, I think you try to, we could probably have 17 different goals, TJ. And so we identify probably what is the most pressing need at that time in each school. It doesn't mean that you're not working on those other areas of concern like this. It's just that what was identified by the instructional leadership teams, by the principals, is what drives what they're going to present to you as the primary goal. We don't forsake everything else. And I do want to put a shout out. I mean, I've been here a long time, and honestly, and Rod could probably speak to this too. I think the work with the instructional leadership teams and the committees that are working with the principals to put these together is probably better than I've seen. Better than when I was in the principalship, don't you think, Rod? That we're doing a little bit more with that. That's why it's a good question, TJ. Is this a district-wide problem? Yeah. Is it more prevalent or in one school more than the other right now? Maybe. But I think the goals are also a reflection of what those teams in the schools are identifying as the most pressing need. And they think would make the most bang for the buck as far as making impact for all students. And so I think they're pretty thought through because of the committee work that goes into it. Like committee teamwork that goes into it and the data they're looking at.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? All in favor?
Yes.
Again, unanimous. On to the consent agenda. First, we want to acknowledge and accept with gratitude gifts, contracts, and donations from Public Schools Foundations for almost $7,400. The best one here, though, is Harbor Freight Tools for Schools for the CTE program, $35,000 and a honkin' toolbox with probably 5 grand worth of tools in it. And
Pretty
then a
cool.
stipend for Sam Garson, who applied for it. I don't know if you read the propaganda about it or anything on the paper, but he was one of 1,001 applicants, and 25 were awarded, and he was one of the 25. So pretty amazing. And then we have a grant.
Yeah, only two in Washington, that's right.
Yeah. Grant for $217,718 for another bus. Seems like it's never ending. I thought it was supposed to be every 4 years. Is it
It's
just because they're all falling apart?
yes, it's every time we get a chance, we're going to
Yeah.
buy it.
The one that we're getting rid of is from 2003. So it's really old. And then we also got $131,000 from OSPI for the heat pump at the elementary school. So the rest of the consent agenda is for standard monthly expenses, personnel changes, and board meeting minutes. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move to approve.
Melanie moved.
Second.
John seconded.
Barb, I have a quick comment.
Okay.
On the letter from OSPI regarding the $131,000, I think our principal, our superintendent's name is Wood. So is it possible that we could correct that at some point?
Yes, I'm going to get a hold of Scott Black. He really messed that up. I'm going to take the K off of his name.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't catch that. Thanks for catching it.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye. Jose, it's your turn.
Don't like them over there.
Enrollment had a little bit of an increase in the month of October, which we weren't necessarily ex expecting. But our if this keeps up, I'm gonna call up my cheat sheet here, my Excel document, so I calculated if this enrollment holds, the October enrollment holds for the rest of the year, what would our annual FTE be? And it would be almost 804, which would be just under 10 FTE more than we budgeted. So this is month one of 8 more months of looking at enrollment that closely. Any questions on enrollment? This is just 1 month in of expenditures and the funds. There's not a whole lot going on. Any questions on the other funds? Okay. And the general fund, the September totals are in. One of the big things that we don't see in here is that any subs that we had in the month of September haven't been paid yet, so there's a deficit $177,000, which is not bad for this time of year. And taxes are streaming in October, so next month we should see a much better picture. And by the month of October, we should hopefully we'll be seeing grant revenues come in from the state. There's always a little bit of a lag of a month or two between the school begins and when we can actually start collecting on the grants. And I have put on there the current year budget and then the F195F following 3 years that haven't been on there the last couple of months. And the beginning fund balance you see in orange there, I'm using what was budgeted. The F196 is still in progress, in process. And once the final numbers are determined, those beginning fund balances will be updated to reflect what we submit to the state, both the unreserved balance and whatever assigned balances we have for carry forwards into the 25-26 school year. And at this point, it looks like we'll be a little bit higher than the 23,000 or so that we had projected on the budget for 2024-25, but there's still a few things to iron out, and that number isn't set in stone yet.
So it's going to be higher than the 21,000 that you kept saying.
It'll be a little bit higher. Yes. Any questions on any of these items? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. On to approval of resolution 25-00, emergency declaration for heat pump replacement at elementary school. A motion to approve the resolution.
I'll make a motion to approve that resolution.
Martin moved.
Second.
PJ seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Next, on approval of resolution 25-011, authorizing annual mechanics field funds for 2024-25 budget resolution.
So what this is, every year during the budget process, we anticipate what will transfer from the capital projects funds to the general fund for ongoing technology and capital maintenance items. And we had a couple of things this year that were unexpected. Primarily, it was the migration to cumulative. We weren't on the schedule necessarily when we started the budget process. And then we didn't really have a plan as to what it would take to start the migration. The migration is going to happen next July. It was scheduled for November, but NWRDC couldn't really support that. And they moved us to the next slot, which is in July, that they had open. But we did incur costs. We're actually doing pretty well as far as gearing up towards migration with training staff and the things that they need to be trained on for the new system. But that was the main factor why the amount that we need to transfer is a little bit more than what was authorized in the budget adoption last year in 2024. So this gives us the authority for the county treasurer to move the money that we need to move from the one fund to the other. Any questions?
Nope. Okay, could I have a motion to approve the resolution 25-011?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Ryan moved.
I'll second.
Melanie seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Section 4.05, review of proposal.
So this is Judge Lee Dew. Jose might be able to speak to some of this too for tonight, but what we wanted you to know is that in next month we'll bring forward the resolution so that you guys can move, recommending move it forward so that we can go to the county and get on the ballot for February 3rd, is what it is, 2026. This is what some of this has been around for a while. It's what was called the maintenance and operation levy, but it's now called enrichment and programs. So what's it called again? What's the EPO?
EPNO, enrichment and program operations.
Okay. So kind of the same thing, but it is really important because of the, it is what funds, for example, our special education, part of our, you know, our support staff. It's what keeps our class sizes relatively small. It's a big one. And if you remember, what the state did this year, we've always passed the levy authority, but we've never been able to take the full authority amount because there was a lid that was put on it, and that lid was lifted, but it's staggered. It's not all at once. And what Jose's done, and these are preliminary numbers, there's some other things that we've got to take a look at. But he took, for example, what was the authority in over the last, for 11-year run here, basically the previous two levies and then what it'd be on this levy. And then how much was the authority and how much we can actually collect. And you'll notice on this one, by 2030, we would actually be able to collect the entire amount as we get that percentage increase over the next 4 years. But the interesting thing is that even with that, because of the tax assessed value, your mill rate over the next few years is not going to change very much significantly, which means the amount that you have on your house, we put a half a million down. We know there's not many, if any, houses for half a million on the side. I get that. But it's a great way to do some multiplication. If your house is $1 million, well, times that times two, and then you'll figure out how much your tax is on it. But the interesting thing to me is that, on a $500,000 home where your tax is going to be an average of $240 in 2027, we had in 2020, it was $259. Mm-hmm. So what we really are trying to say is this, even though we're going to be able to begin collecting the entire levy authority that has been given to us, it really is just a renewal. It's staying pretty much the same as we have over the last, the previous 8 years. The next 4 years will be eerily similar. I mean, we can't go out and say we're going to have a 20 cents per thousand increase, because that's not reality. It's staying consistent. This is what we can tax, and without asking for more. We're just able to collect more this time. That's the big thing. Jose, you want to add anything to that?
I think you pretty much covered everything that I had in my talking points.
Man, brilliant. You guys have any questions? It was good for me to see, because I didn't know what it was going to mean when we looked at what we're going to start collecting, which we are. We're collecting this anyway in January, because that's what the state said to do. Based on the amount toward the authority that we could collect, but it stays the same. Relatively stays the same. There are some differences, right? And the interesting thing that I think that, we don't necessarily share very well, but we should, as the tax assessed value changes and increases, what you're really taxed, your amount of tax goes down over the 4 years all the time. It's pretty consistent, and a good example is even our current capital levy, which may have come out at 37 cents per thousand or whatever it was, and we're already down into the 20 cents per thousand, and that's because of that assessed value. So, things there, you can't say for sure it's going to change that way, but history points to a decrease in that. I don't want to take anything for granted. Want to get it out to the public and speak candidly about all of it. We want them to be in support of something that they know exactly what we're doing with it, but it's not, even though we'll get some new money, it's not an attempt to get new money. It's just to continue what we've always asked.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
On to section 5.01, board policy changes and revisions. There are two. 7, 8 of them. The first 7 are revisions, the language clarification that's proposed and approved by laws. The first one, 1005, key functions of the board, 1111, the oath of office, 1210, annual organizational meeting, 1310, policy adoption, manuals and administrative procedures, 1630, evaluation of the superintendent, 1815, ethical conduct for board members. I'll screw up, you guys. 1820, board self-assessment. So could I have a motion to approve the seven?
I'll make a motion to approve the seven.
Ryan move. I'll second. Oh, Melanie can second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Unanimous again. In addition, there is a new policy 1821, standards for individual school directors for first reading. This is brand new. And so we're just going to make sure we read it before next meeting. We don't need a motion on that one. On to director reports. You have something?
I just want to say that the with Melanie's help, cross-country team was hosted by the San Juan Golf and Country Club, and it was a multi-school event, and we worked well with the cross-country coach, and it was a big success, and everyone had a good time, and look forward to maybe doing that again. So that just happened recently.
Thanks. TJ?
There's a District 1 WASDA special election. Everyone should have received notice in their email. If you'd like to vote, please do so. And then, obviously, next month is our annual conference for WASDA in Seattle.
We didn't get enough votes for anybody to win. We have to vote again.
Is that true? That's why you're doing it again?
Yeah.
Like that.
They have to get 50% or something, and nobody did. So they culled it down. And then I have something that I need to talk about. I went to the last town council meeting and want to make you aware of a proposed housing development across from the elementary. It's called Griffin Place, and it's 2.1 acres in an L-shaped lot. The developer is asking for multiple variances from town existing code. It's purported to be affordable housing, but nobody knows. The variances are for 49 units instead of the original. If you went by the town laws now, it would be 28. So it's 49 instead of 28. Eight of them are low income, which they call workforce housing now, trying to make it sound better. And there's a lot of funky things going on. There's 1.5 parking spaces per unit instead of two, which is town code now. And if you look at them in the renderings, they say compact parking everywhere. I think it probably fits my body. Certainly not a few. There's very little green space and there's no children's play area. And when Barb Starr asked, why is there no green space or play area for kids? Her response was the elementary school playground is right across the street. Yeah. So anyway, and the ingress and egress is one way in, one way out on Rover. There's no other way to get to it. And you go down Rover and turn on Hamilton Ranch Road, and then it goes around and into the development and the same coming out. My concerns are traffic on Rover will increase dramatically, increasing the risk to students who walk. And listening to some of the parents who talked, they already drive their kid to school, and because if they just live in that neighborhood now, because it's so dangerous on road. And the street parking will drastically diminish, which will impact the ball fields. They propose parallel parking on both sides of the street on Rover rather than head-in parking. I'm worried about liability with the elementary school playground if, you know, what's that going to cost us? Mm-hmm. And what's the wear and tear? And are they going to tear up the new early learning center, new playground that looks so good? And they haven't done any traffic or pedestrian studies. There are 8 level 2 electric vehicle things, 24 bike racks. They claim it's solar ready, but it's not in any of the renderings, none of the plans. So I'm kind of proposing that we draft a letter with our concerns and then vote on it, a letter about whether we send it or not. I'm all for affordable housing, but I think there's too many red flags here. The existing neighbors are up in arms about traffic density and lack of information produced so far. This one, they only had 3 days. They put the proposal in 3 days. And just and without the studies, I'm very concerned. So the next meeting is November 6th. Can any one of you guys go to that? I'm not going to be here.
I put my day.
November 6th. It's a Thursday at noon. And then what do you think? Do we voice our concerns to?
I have problems with it. I don't think that the board is really supposed to be.
You don't think so?
Maybe public comment on how the town should be running their business. I mean, if we're asked individually, stuff, we can have our stamps up, but I don't know if the board's job to be, you know, politicizing against someone trying to fill out their lane. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, I just think that's not really our
job. I'm just concerned about that.
I totally get that, but we have to think that's pretty good. Okay. Our town and our voters in town to make sure that it doesn't go that way. I've just never heard the board putting out a letter saying we don't want this to happen.
Okay.
It just sounds like out of our purview. You
know? Okay. Anybody else?
I'd probably agree with John on that. But it can be voiced in other ways.
Okay. DJ?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Melanie?
I am concerned though about the liability.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a concern statement of some kind from the district, whether it's the board or not.
Yeah, but actually the playgrounds are open to kids and they are.
Yeah, but I'm
concerned. I mean, that's not like no, I mean yeah. They are. And we say, hey, listen, it's open to everyone, but you guys living there really shouldn't as much.
I'm just concerned about it.
I mean, I get it. I get the concern that they're saying they're laying it up on us, but at the same time it is. Like,
what's the liability of someone getting hurt outside hours on their playgrounds and stuff?
You're covered, but you're not covered. You're not covered in a way that they can try to say it's truly a liability. It's not matter. So they have to cover themselves. People come on the school grounds all the time, and there's a liability coverage knowing that it's open to the public. This is just going to increase traffic. So will that change our insurance's viewpoint? I don't know. I mean, my biggest concern, you know, point taken, to speak of the district would be a little bit difficult, or speak of the board would be a little bit difficult. My concern was the parking. Green space, yes. Parking is a problem, and I just encourage you all to go down there at 2:40 and try to find a parking spot. It is ridiculous. I mean, we're already trying to work on how we're going to improve safety for, you know, just new walkway. Yeah. So, you know, I am concerned about the variance on the one.
I'll also add that property is sold. They've been trying to do a Hamilton Ranch project for years now. It's sold twice. There's been lawsuits to the town. These variances have never actually gone through. It's part of the reason this place has been stalled for so long.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the same time, you know, again, we do have kind of trust in our legislators and in our voters, you know, our community, you know, essentially, yes, there's a reason it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
They've been trying to do it for the three different developers to try to do it. It's a lot of them.
Okay, that's a good point.
All right. So, TJ, you think you might be able to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can see the meeting on the town's website, which is only slightly better than the county website, defined, but it is slightly better. On to section 5.03 calendar review. Next meeting is Tuesday, November 25th, after WASDA, for the first time in 8 years.
Yeah.
But it's still 2 days before Thanksgiving. So any other thoughts or changes or issues in the calendar?
Yeah, just know I haven't talked to Diane about this, but I may ask for a change of venue on that November 25th meeting because we're bringing in the elementary choir, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I may suggest that we move it over to the middle school because they bring in so many people, and if they rearrange the way we do this here, that might be nice just to have a pool over there that night. We have more room than we have more room.
Okay,
that's
a good idea.
That means Rod has to do a little bit to get ready, but
yeah, can he fix it so that he comes on?
I've been out. You've told me. I've been asking for a long time.
All That sounds like a silly question, but every time we've ever had a school board meeting in the middle school, that everything is on an automatic timer. Mm-hmm. And so it goes off and you're freezing by 6 o'clock, just freezing.
It's true.
So, all right. Anything else? Anybody? Oh, we will adjourn at 5:40. Right.